The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, visiting us as a guest panelist, it's the fabulous Miss Olivia. We're
Thank
glad
you.
To have you here.
I'm fabulous?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought so.
Never forget it.
My friend knows.
He better.
We're glad to have you here. Wait, I didn't even ask. Has your classes started yet?
No.
So Tuesday.
Thursday.
Wow.
After a short week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy. That's something right there. That's right. And I remember you go to Cranbrook. Where do you go?
Cranbrook.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Yes.
Continuing in a clockwise motion, Professor Diane Manica is with us.
Thank you.
So you're going to go back to
Scottsdale, Arizona.
Scottsdale, mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, what was I want to say golf, but what was the number one thing you got out of the last time you were there, just overall?
No cold weather.
Oh, heat well, stroke. Okay, yeah. Gila monsters.
Yeah, you know, it was really wonderful. Yeah. When you guys were suffering back here with a very, very cold winter.
And you had the utmost sympathy for
it. I did. I actually, when I talked to friends on the phone, I never raised the weather until they did.
Yes.
And it... Winter, I guess the coldest it got was around mid-50s at Christmas time, and the natives were walking around with winter coats on. Just like you see me now. However, you didn't ask me when my classes start.
Well, when do they start?
Never.
There you be.
That was a little rub-in.
Nothing wrong with that. We all hope to achieve what you have achieved.
Everybody's turn will come.
That's right. Including... But probably, with all due respect, Kendra, the longest possible time away from where we are right now, Professor Kendra Evans.
I don't know if that's true.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true. No, but thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
Yes.
It was.
5 years from now, Kendra projects herself to be teaching at the University of Detroit Mercy. I found that out this afternoon. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Also, Professor Mayo projects himself to be teaching at the University of Detroit Mercy.
That's
in
true.
5 years.
We had to fill out this questionnaire that was, where do you see yourself in five
years? Kidding.
And so I put, it will be 2020. Like, I didn't know what else to put, you know? Like, I threw more glaucoma dyes? Is that the answer? I don't understand.
That's such a loaded question, though, isn't it?
Well, but we were asking the students.
We were asking students, so that's
we felt
really
like
informative.
We had to respond, you know. So.
Yes. Do you want to know the number one answer?
What was the number one answer?
Medical school.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
It's a start.
Wow.
Professor Dan Maggio is here, who in 5 years sees himself.
Hopefully, still here.
Oh. We'll take it. Sitting next to you is Professor Heather Hill Vasquez, who has joined us today.
I don't know. I was thinking about 5 years.
Yeah. What do you think about 5 years?
In an air-conditioned liberal arts building.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
That would be great.
Wonderful.
That would be a big deal.
It would be just down the campus way from Reno, which would also be fully renovated.
That's correct.
Oh, that's a good point.
I'll go with that.
That's a good point.
Wow. Yeah.
Thanks, Dan.
I'm going to start a GoFundMe account.
We can dream.
For liberal arts, central air conditioning.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
I'll chip in.
HVAC.
Mm-hmm. For HHV. The reason I couldn't answer the 5 years from now question is that my mind is still wrapped around the students actually brought to me this week. You know, every year, I think it's actually a college in Michigan publishes, this fall's college freshmen have never known a world without the internet and stuff like that. So The Onion did their riff on it.
Oh, yeah.
And the first thing on the list was, did you know that this fall's college freshmen were 12 in 2009?
According to our computer aging program, she should be about 40.
No graphical interface there. The chuckles you're hearing are from Professor Jason Roach.
My chuckles overshadowed everyone else's.
They were important.
I feel embarrassed
important.
Now.
No, you shouldn't. You were the next to be introduced.
Oh, okay.
Oof. It's a good transition. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Where do you see yourself in 5 years, Jason?
Here.
Oh, well, there you go.
Hanging out with my homies.
Yep.
Chuckling.
Chilling with my peeps.
Yep. Homies help homies. Everybody knows that.
Turned down and we'd be really chilling again. So.
In 5 years, Professor Dave Chow will be able to go see the Red Wings play.
In the new arena, God willing.
The new Olympia, yeah.
Is it? Have they named it yet?
Oh, I thought that was de facto.
I haven't heard.
I'm sure they're willing to hawk it off, you know. It could be the Dan Maggio arena.
Cool.
I mean,
That'd
you know, I mean.
Cool.
It could be the Dan and Yogurt arena.
Yeah, that's it.
Kind of crazy. Guess what, folks? This is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. You can send us questions 5 years from now about anything if you want to. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send these questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. Tweet at us using @AskTheProfUDM or #AskTheProfUDM on Twitter, or find us on the Facebook. Last, when we had our heroes in the studio, we were taking some questions from Joel Oster. What did you say, Jason? It's tough. No idea. Okay.
Busted.
All right. Busted. Just checking it out.
That kid.
I'm that kid.
Oster, thank you. Excellent. And we've got some random questions, all researched, fun stuff. Which Australian bird shares the same name as a popular tropical fruit?
Kiwi.
Kiwi is correct. Absolutely.
Do they taste the same?
Oh, with or without the feathers.
Kiwis don't fly.
Neither do the.
Yeah, do you guys remember the shoe polish?
Kiwi shoe polish.
Oh,
sure.
Shoe polish.
Exactly.
Wow. People still polish shoes, right?
What was Bruce Springsteen's highest climbing single on the Billboard Hot 100, 1984? It peaked at number 2.
Born in the USA?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
It was only number 2?
Only number 2.
Philadelphia?
Nope.
I don't know. I know.
1984.
It's the one where he's on the stage and he reaches his hand out and grabs
that. Hey, Courtney baby. Cox.
Yeah, hey, baby.
What was the video, though?
I can't believe you guys don't know this.
Dancing in the Dark.
Dancing in the Dark is correct.
It's Courtney Cox. Sounds like a Bjork song.
Arquette.
Doesn't it? No.
That was number 2. That's the highest he's ever had. Hmm. What is the 8th planet from the sun?
Neptune.
Just because I wanted to say, oh, sure, I was going to say Uranus. But
you just had to go there, dude.
Sorry,
I believe that is the 7th.
I didn't care if that was the right answer. I waited all year to use that.
Mary's private eyes.
You've been waiting all year. We just
please ask a planet.
I'm trying
to
distract from this. Mary's violet eyes made John stay up nights permanently.
Whoa.
Except for it's just up nights now.
No, I know. Pluto is still a planet.
I saw a t-shirt over the summer. It's like, don't worry, Pluto, I'm not a planet either. Very sad. Can you identify the rich, creamy sauce of butter, egg yolks, and lemon juice that is named after a European country?
Hollandaise.
Yeah. All right.
The fabulous Miss Olivia. Spot on. The source was the 99% Invisible podcast. What is director Steven Spielberg's highest grossing film to date of features he's directed?
Schindler's List?
No.
Jaws?
Something that's been multiple released. E.T. Yes. Which 1950 feature film is tied with Titanic for the most all-time Oscar nominations for a single feature?
Gone with the Wind?
No. 1950.
Oh,
1950.
Mm-hmm. Ben-Hur.
It's a very, very good movie, and it's not a spectacle movie. Nope. Not Ben-Hur. I would say the Titanic.
Eve.
Yes, All About Eve. Yes, all right.
Wow.
The communication studies guy comes
through. Love that movie.
You guys immediately went with things that also had big ships sinking and people getting whipped to death and stuff like that.
That would work.
Let's see. Name the only actor in Academy Award history to receive 2 posthumous nominations and the films he received them for.
Christian Bale.
I want to know how this is possible, actually.
He dead? Heath Ledger?
No.
Heath Ledger's not I'm thinking of. No.
John Wayne.
No.
Sorry. Like Disney, perhaps?
Nope. Very well-known actor. I mean, he was one of those flash-in-the-pan kind of people because he died very young.
James Dean?
It was James Dean. But this is the part I can't wrap my mind around. East of Eden, 56. Giant, 57, they must have been in the same award season. Otherwise, what, did they wait another year after and say, oh yeah, this one too? It's kind of odd, you know? Doesn't make any sense. But that's it, James Dean. Who's the only person to be nominated for an Oscar for both acting and writing for the same feature?
Is it Matt Damon?
Nope.
That's too early for the movie.
Okay, it's not Independence Day, right? Was that 96?
It is not. No, it is not.
David suggested Robert Redford.
Nope. It is a female.
Oh.
Acting and writing.
95.
Very, very prolific during that time, and in recent years, not so much. It was Emma Thompson?
Oh.
In what movie?
Pride and Prejudice?
No, but you're close.
Sense and Sensibility.
It was Sense and Sensibility. Oh. Yep.
There you go.
I'm going to
go with Angela Lansbury.
The most dangerous woman in America.
Yes, exactly.
I think Alan Rickman's in that movie, Sense and Sensibility.
I think he's in every movie.
Oh, yeah.
You just don't see him. He's there.
He's the grip.
Who was, in 1950, playing for the Washington Capitals, the first African-American to suit up for an NBA game? This is actually a really tough one. I'm not sure we're going to be able to do it.
Ooh.
First name, man's name that is the same as like a lordship in England.
Baron, Count. Duke.
Kent.
His first name is Earl.
Earl?
Earl.
Earl.
Huh? That's close.
And
Earl.
Last name, same as the middle name, very famous architect.
Lloyd.
It was Earl Lloyd, played for the Washington Capitals in 1950.
We get enough clues, we can get all of
those. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The 17th letter of the alphabet is...
Someone.
Wait. 17? What?
Comes before...
Monkey with a typewriter.
Yeah, exactly. It's said that when Ernest Hemingway lived in Cuba in the 40s, he would visit his favorite bar every day and consume up to a dozen of his favorite cocktail named for a nearby Cuban city. What drink was it?
Mojito.
Tequila, sunrise.
Havana.
I was going to say Havana.
Nope.
I get mojito and Havana.
It's a very, very popular fruity drink.
Daiquiri?
A daiquiri is
That is
Ernest Hemingway drank daiquiris.
Yeah.
Why not?
Think about that.
Yeah. With or without an umbrella.
No.
The teddy bear is named after President Teddy Roosevelt. Which president also had a stuffed animal named after him? And what was this stuffed animal called?
Careful.
The Reggie bar?
No. Although I'm going to give you the president, because if you can't get it from the president, you're never going to get it. It's a very well-known piece of presidential trivia. Remember, I'm married to a historian who loves American history. It was President Taft. He was a big guy.
Was it a Laffy Taffy?
No.
I'm thinking of candy bars.
It was called a mattress.
And it was more of a mascot. You know, it wasn't like...
A walrus?
For whatever reason, he was named Billy Possum was the name. Instead of Teddy Bear, Billy Possum.
I don't know.
Where?
I never heard of it. I just don't know.
Very flattering.
I do not know. What medieval plant was thought to ward off evil?
Garlic?
That's not what it says. Hemlock? It's probably true. How about, in particular, werewolves?
Oh,
You had vampires.
Wolfsbane, right?
Wolfsbane.
Wolfsbane, yeah, also here. Known as Monkshood.
Monkshood.
Which I have in my garden.
Brew an elixir of death.
No problems.
Also mentioned in Harry Potter.
Yeah. That's what I was just about to say.
Can you make a potion?
5 points from Gryffindor for your cheek.
Do you have any Eye of Newt in your garden?
No, but I have hyssop.
It goes on high.
What's hyssop?
It's a type of, it smells like anise or licorice.
Oh, I love that smell. Oh, my. Last of the questions from Joel Oster. In what 1988 film did Matt Damon make his acting debut? 1988 film did Matt Damon make his acting debut?
Holy
I'm guessing it was a bit part. This was a very well-known movie at the time. That is not aged very well.
It's Dogma, which also had Alan Rickman in it. No, I'm kidding.
But good.
Babysitting?
Making connections.
Was it one of those, was it St. Elmo's Fire or something like that?
I want to say that it was an early film or possibly the first occurrence also of Julia Roberts. I could be wrong.
Oh. Mystic Pizza.
No.
Mystic
Pizza.
Wow.
Matt Damon is in that's Mystic
incredible.
Pizza?
Apparently he is. And it's not on the cutting room floor. Pretty big deal. All right, we got some more questions here. It says at the top, Professor Roach told me we need to take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
I'm your host, Edwin DeWint, and today we have almost all the regular panel with us. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
Hey, man. Pleasure to be here, as always.
Wow. That's the first variation in... decades, yeah. I think.
Oh, no, I've been working up to it.
Okay, all right.
First the mustache, then pleasure to be here. What's next?
Yes. And as always. On his right, the woman he can't keep his hands off, the Department of English, Professor Claire Crabtree.
What can I say to follow that up?
I don't know.
Hello.
Say it was okay.
Yeah.
There are people out there waiting to hear.
Was it good for you?
And on Claire's right from the Department of History.
I don't know any of you.
Professor Sarah Gravel. And on Sarah's right from the Department of English, also Professor Hugh Kulig.
Well, I will just say hello and leave it at that.
I think that's the wisest
thing. You've done
enough
damage. It was because of you that we were whispering.
Oh.
These were quotations, and you were to guess who said them. Who said, "Never lend your car to anyone to whom you have given birth"?
Irma Bombeck.
Yes, Irma Bombeck, exactly. Philip yeah. Roth is a good writer, but I wouldn't want to shake hands with him. Who said that?
Oh. Somebody after putting yes. his complaint.
Exactly. And who was it? It was a woman.
Figures it would be a woman.
A writer. A writer of schlock, basically, now deceased. I was going to say one of her novels was just reproduced by a computer, or a new novel.
Somebody's writing in the style of. Yeah, you can call it style.
Exactly.
Well, she's not known to have shaken hands with anybody.
No.
It is 1988 all over again, and we're going to take on some questions from Felicia Drayton. What state is the fictional city Quahog in on The Family Guy?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, the smallest state in these United States. The only primary female character on The Little Rascals had what first name?
Darla.
Darla.
Darla Hood.
Yep. What was the phone number to call if you had information on a story presented on America's Most Wanted?
1-800-CRIME-TIP.
Do you guys realize that that's like up in the top five of longest running television shows?
Yes.
Of all time.
John Walsh.
It was 1-800-CRIME-TV was the number you had to call.
Crime TV. Oh. I don't remember that.
What was the guy's name? Jonathan?
John Walsh. Walsh.
John Walsh.
Yeah, he has a new show now.
He jumps
from
off
my hometown.
What was the name of the van on the show Scooby-Doo?
The Mystery Machine.
The Mystery Machine. Match the quote to the TV show it's from. The quote is, quote, "There's no crying in the OR. That's what the ladies' room is for," unquote.
ER?
ER, yeah. Absolutely. On what sitcom are you likely to hear the phrase, "Hello, Newman"?
Oh, Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. Yeah. Yes.
Ooh, Newman.
What is the last word, not counting the signatures, of the Declaration of Independence?
Ever after.
If Roy were here, he'd probably smack me upside the head. The phraseology, and it's and in the end or something like that. We pledge to each other our lives, our livelihood, and our most sacred
trust.
Close.
Bond.
Honor is what the word is.
Honor.
Probably didn't count that one as correct.
Canada's sure. most populous city, what is it?
Toronto.
What animal of all the animals in the whole wide world has the highest brain to body mass ratio? The highest ratio of brain to body mass.
So a smart animal that's really small, right?
Yeah, it's going
to
be a smaller animal.
Dolphin?
Biggest brain to body. I'm thinking humans. But
it says humans here. Okay. What it says, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think
seems
of us.
Seems reasonable.
That's a relief.
Yeah.
Oh, for the most part.
It's a relief. In the first box of Crayola crayons in 1903, how many colors were within?
Eight?
Of course, the artist knows this off the top of his head. How many of them were cornflower? No, I'm joking.
Periwinkle,
that's the classic one. Yep.
Who comes up with these names?
In what U.S. state was the first chocolate bar ever generated?
Pennsylvania.
Nice.
Generated.
It sounds like it was 3D printed.
I was just going to say.
Yep, exactly. How many teams in recent years start out in the NCAA Division I Men's and Women's Basketball Championship Tournament?
This is 64. 64.
68.
No, 68.
Because they have two buy-in.
Play-in games. Four play-ins now.
Four.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Four?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Over 90% of the universe is made of?
Dark matter.
Water.
Space.
None of those things.
Space.
Nothing.
Oxygen.
A vacuum.
Puppy dog tails.
Worms.
Antimatter.
What's the question again?
Over 90% of the universe is made up of?
Atoms.
Quarks.
Over 90 is true because it's 100% is made of atoms. Oh. But the answer is hydrogen. Over 90% of the universe is made of hydrogen.
I was going to say vacuum, but... Who measured then I found the out we were talking about the composition of the matter itself.
Right. Which was unclear from the question, I think.
I'm with you on
explain
that.
Explain the question.
Explain the question. Can you use it in a sentence? There is only one letter of the modern English Roman alphabet that does not appear in the name of a U.S. state, and that letter is?
B.
Q.
No, Alabama.
Q is what it says. Q. Let's see. Where's the Z? Zona. Where's the X?
New Mexico.
New Mexico. Oh, well, there you go. That's all your high frequency. All that's left is J.
Let's grapple.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
New Jersey. Yep. Who sings the lyric, quote, screaming, crying, perfect storm, I could make all the tables turn, unquote?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is correct.
She knows that. She sings that in the car all the time.
Oh.
Busted.
Let's see.
You're walking home.
What does the name Newton mean in the cookie Fig Newton?
He's a fat little dude, wasn't he?
Nope. Oh, I believe they had a mascot.
Yeah, they did. I remember.
But that's not
I remember
what the
dance.
Newton came from.
Oh.
Isaac Newton? I don't know.
Nope.
To where really? It was made?
Which was?
Newton, Massachusetts?
That's correct.
Oh.
Yep.
Nice.
I figured it out.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's the only state I know where there's a Newton, Newton, Mass.
Newton, Mass. You got it. We've all heard the expression, the best thing since sliced bread. In 1933, what bread company was the first to slice their bread?
Wonder
Bread.
Wonder Bread from Detroit. Yes.
It's wonderful. Great.
And then they made the bra. Oh, no, no, they did.
What is the oldest continuing to this day U.S. brand of candy? It's a good one because it's not an overarching brand. It's a very specific product.
Tootsie?
Not Tootsie.
Brock's?
That was that. I would have said that. Not Brock's.
Mars.
Is it hard candy?
not in this room.
I'm thinking, actually, I know Professor Hill Vasquez brought up the anise odor of her flowers.
Oh, licorice. Oh.
Licorice?
Not licorice, but...
Oh, those ones? Oh, Good and Plenty things?
Good and Plenty!
Oh, wow. Very good.
Where was the word Starbuck, as in Starbucks coffee, used for the first time?
Moby Dick.
In Moby Dick.
Oh, I was going to say correct. Battlestar Galactica.
I was going to say Battlestar Galactica, too. I'm not as well read.
Oh, man.
Quig Quags. Quig Quag, too.
Oh, my gosh. Name the famous golfer who said, the first time I played the Masters, I was so nervous, I drank a whole bottle of rum before I teed off, and I shot the happiest 83 of my life.
Arnold Palmer.
Jack Nicklaus.
You need someone with a little more...
Edge.
Not edge, but a little more playful kind of character. Yeah.
Fuzzy Zeller.
Getting closer.
Fuzzy Zeller. Fuzzy that's Zeller, great.
Chi
Chi Rodriguez.
Chi Chi Rodriguez.
Chi Chi Rodriguez.
Long live Les Nessman.
That's awesome.
That is great.
I was trying to get Jason. Let's see. Where can we go from here?
So was that the right answer?
That was correct. It was Chi Chi Rodriguez.
Chi
Chi Rodriguez. Oh, my gosh. Name the NHL All-Star who said, quote, no, I never broke my nose playing hockey, but 11 other guys did.
Gordie Howe?
It was Gordie Howe. Yep. Not
excellent.
Which retired race car driver was known to, quote, if everything seems under control, you're probably not going fast enough?
Mario Andretti.
It was Andretti. Mario Andretti, yep. Where did the SS Minnow leave from on its way, unbeknownst to itself,
Honolulu.
To Gilligan's Island?
Southern California?
No. It says Honolulu.
A dropping port.
Yeah. Really?
Honolulu yeah. was what it says here. Yep.
That's what it's also
did not
on
know
the
that.
Life ring, too.
Yeah. To which high school did the Brady Bunch kids attend?
Oh,
a school of hard knocks.
Oh, Roosevelt.
It's Washington. Very, very, very vanilla. That's all I can tell you.
Springfield High School?
McCormick?
It says Westdale High School.
Westdale.
Oh, Westdale.
Oh, named after President Westdale.
Yeah. Should have known.
I should know then. Oh, what a wonderful question. What comes after the cherry level in original Pac-Man?
More quarters. How do you even get there? I don't know.
The truant officer dragged me by the nape of my neck.
Is it orange?
It's not orange.
Is it a fruit?
Blueberry?
It is a fruit.
Watermelon.
Banana.
Pineapple.
Kiwi.
Strawberry.
Japanese fruit.
Yay.
Strawberry. I like video game knowledge. It's kind of fun. Let's see here. What was the first food chain to publish a booklet containing the nutritional value of its food?
McDonald's. I'm going to go with,
McDonald's. Who was the first hip-hop/rap group to have a certified gold release?
Run DMC?
It was Run DMC. Yep. That's what it says here. Yep. Okay. Do you know the real name of Sporty Spice from the Spice Girls?
Victoria Beckham.
Nope. She was Posh Spice.
Oh.
Do you know this?
Emma Bunton was
Baby Spice.
Hold on.
He's going
through them all. I'm trying to go through them.
That's awesome.
Think about those posters on your wall there, Dave.
Oh, my.
Oh, no.
Not mold, Sporty Spice, the least known of all the spices. Her name was Mel Chisholm.
I knew it was
Melanie Chisholm. There were two Melanies, if I remember
correctly. Yeah, I was thinking Miranda, but no.
Great questions. We're moving on to some from Rebecca Kennelly.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very good.
What U.S. state shares the longest border with a foreign country, and which state is second?
Montana. Oh, no, Alaska. Mm-hmm.
Alaska is number one with Canada. Mm-hmm. 1,500 miles of border. Followed by...
That's going to be a big wall, isn't it?
Yeah. Texas, we have to keep the polar bears
up. Is it Texas
or Montana?
Yep. Texas.
1,200 miles Grand. In Texas. Wow. Mexico.
The very long.
True or false? White wine is made from white grapes, and red wine is made from red grapes.
True.
That is false.
Oh.
Red Green wine is grapes. Made by making wine, including the skin of the grapes. White wine can be made from any skinned grape.
Hmm.
But just the pulp?
I'm not sure about that. I mean, I know that the compounds...
I can never tell through the brown paper bag.
Or do they add white food coloring at the end?
What is the classic Spanish food dish made from rice, poultry, and seafood?
Paella.
Delicious.
What food is made from vegetable oil, egg yolks, and lemon juice, and is possibly named after a town in Spain?
Lemon juice, and...
Vegetable oil, egg yolks, and lemon juice. Not to be confused with Hollandaise.
Meringue?
No.
Meringue.
What?
Wait, mayonnaise?
Like mayonnaise?
It's mayonnaise.
Yes. Yes.
Well, when you said no to aioli, I thought it was
mayonnaise. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nothing particularly exotic.
Hmm.
Although apparently homemade mayonnaise is better than...
Mm-hmm. You're not making mayonnaise.
They must put other things in it.
But think about it. An egg salad sandwich is eggs with eggs.
True that.
Yeah.
Valid point.
And there's no salads. So can you figure it out?
It's just nice.
Where's the lettuce? Lord.
What collection of lakes in New York State are named
Finger
after
lakes.
Part of the human...
Finger Lakes.
And I stole the only stole question that Jason asked.
Experience. Incorrect.
How many of you swam in?
Which two countries are the largest producers of coffee in the world?
Bolivia.
Nope. Colombia.
Juan Valdez.
Mexico.
Very, very large tropical South American country.
Brazil.
Oh. Yes. Mm-hmm. Colombia y Brazil. Many of the plants used to make mustard in factories near Dijon are grown not in France, but in what other large country that has no place in Europe?
Russia?
Mm-mm.
China.
Oh, they're in Europe.
Greatest producer of mustard plants is what we're looking for.
I thought they meant like a base.
The United States.
Yeah. No, it's not the U.S.
Canada.
Is it it's America's hat. Canada.
Oh,
sorry. Oh, lots of fun, but it's time to say goodbye, Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Roach.
Toodles.
Professor Hill Vasquez.
Goodbye and good luck.
She signs off.
Good luck.
From the air. Professor Maggio.
Ciao.
Professor Evans.
Toodaloo.
Professor Manica.
Goodbye, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
And the fabulous Miss Olivia.
Goodbye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is student produced by Javon Holland, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.